USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president took to Twitter to tweet about interest rates and trade on Saturday. He says things are going along well with China and says that the Chinese are going to be paying tens of billions of dollars because of their monetary devaluations. He also wrote that China is pumping massive amounts of cash to keep their economy going. As far as how close we are to a trade deal with China, economist with the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore, believes
there is extreme frustration at the White House, and it starts at the Oval Office, that the Chinese are not negotiating good faith. They go back on one thing they say they'll do one day, and then next day they do exactly the opposite.
Multiple SWAT teams are responding to a possible active shooter situation at an El Paso, Texas Walmart. Police say the man went into the Walmart and started shooting and is now inside a mall, which is right next to the Walmart. Police have blocked off all exits and entrances to that mall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Violence in Baltimore is prompting a church to hold a peace walk downtown, calling for a weekend ceasefire.
We now have data that shows that ceasefire weekends have 60% less shootings in the city than other times.
That's Baltimore ceasefire co-founder Erica Brickford. Brian Kozlowski was convicted of poisoning his wife's coffee. Now, he was sentenced to 60 days in jail, and he will be serving that on the weekends. His ex-wife, who doesn't want to be identified, says she started getting suspicious when she felt tired while driving on the highway.
This was the morning rush hour. Other commuters were everywhere, honking at me, either to warn me I was about to hit the wall or trying to avoid a collision with me.
His ex-wife also says she put a security camera above her coffee maker and was horrified by what it captured.
He poured himself a cup of coffee, took the blue substance, poured it into the pot, and swirled it around.
Many people are outraged that he will be serving his time on weekends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It's estimated we make about 35,000 decisions daily, from what to eat to how to spend money to what to wear. Researchers say there's two types of decision makers: assessment decision makers, who do extensive research, and locomotive decision makers, who make choices quickly based on available information. Sue Varma is a psychologist, and she joined CBS this morning and talks about ways you can make decisions a little bit quicker.
We are living in a society where we're inundated with choice, right?
Right.
Now, the American Constitution is based on freedom, and we very much value that, of feeling empowered. However, we don't realize that more choices actually limit our freedom because we're spending so much time perseverating and deliberating. We find that companies actually, when they limit the number of choices, people actually buy more products. So that you don't become a victim to decision fatigue, which is a big problem for choice overload, you want to narrow it down. And this is especially true for people who are maximizers. But in general, even the people who are the assessment styles might get a little freaked out if it's an important decision.
Yeah.
So I would say limit it to three decisions. Look, it's okay to have a wide variety of things to choose from, but then limit it down to three. And then I would say ask three people, not more than that. Maximizers always love to get people's opinions. Pick three people who are relevant to the situation, who have experience. Then I would say give yourself a deadline. Don't spend too much time on it. And once you make a decision, move on.
And finally, the first NFL preseason game kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Atlanta Falcons will play against the Denver Broncos in the Hall of Fame game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.